Exercise number 13, major and minor 7th and 9th chords. Now let's put the 7th and the 9th in our major and minor voicings. This will make the sounds more current, more like what we encounter when we listen to jazz today. Not only do we hear this in pop music, you might even hear it in contemporary church music or New Age music. For those of you who are not used to listening to jazz music, these sounds might sound foreign to your ears. That's why I started with triads. For those of you who are used to these 7th and 9th sounds, the triads were probably easy for you to identify. You may have already jumped over to this portion of the CD. On this exercise number 13, experiment with finding the roots first, then find the 3rd to tell you if it's major or minor, then find the 7th to tell you if it's a major 7th or a minor 7th chord. Try singing with this track. Improvise with it. Use it as a background track or a play-along track. Since the answers are given in the booklet, you may want to play looking at the chord progression first and then replay the track and play by ear. Do this several times, over and over. Eventually, you should be able to determine the root, the quality, is it major or minor, and you should be able to play with it.